With SRN News, I'm John Scott. An appeal that could upend hundreds of charges stemming from the January 6, 2021 Capitol riot, including against former President Donald Trump, will be heard by the Supreme Court early next spring.
The justices will review an appellate court ruling that revived a charge against three defendants accused of obstruction of an official proceeding. The charge refers to the disruption of Congress's certification of Joe Biden's 2020 presidential election victory over Mr. Trump. The justices separately are considering whether to rule quickly on Mr. Trump's claim that he can't be prosecuted for actions taken within his role as president. A federal judge already has rejected that argument.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. A decision on the appeal is expected by early summer of next year. Also at SRNNews.com, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell criticizing Biden judicial nominee Adil Abdullah-Manji for supporting Muslim extremist propaganda.
McConnell calls the nomination
yet another head-spinning example of the Biden administration's radical approach to filling the federal bench.
Especially at such a dangerous time in U.S. history.
American Jews are facing an historic wave of anti-Semitic hate.
Much of it coming from campus organizations across the country.
Like the one Mr. Manji guided and supported at Rutgers.
One that hosted speakers calling for intifada inside the United States.
Is the Biden administration really asking the Senate to give life tenure on the Court of Appeals to a nominee with an extensive record of condoning terrorist propaganda?
Bob Agnew reporting.
As Wall Street waits for a Fed decision on interest rates that is due shortly, stocks are mixed. The Dow hit 9 points now, but the NASDAQ is down 5. This is SRN News. It's been a big year for one ministry.
Officials with the Fellowship of Christian Athletes report they have distributed more than 230,000 Bibles in 2023. FCA President Shane Williamson says, quote, "We are committed to God's word and biblical truth, and we continue to be amazed at what God is doing to get his word into the hands of coaches and athletes around the world." Over the past 15 years, the ministry has handed out nearly 3 million copies of Scripture. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
In Wyoming, Teton County District Court Judge Melissa Owens is holding a hearing Thursday to choose between a trial or making a decision more quickly on a challenge to the state's ban on abortion at all stages of pregnancy. Meanwhile, the Wyoming Supreme Court is trying to decide whether to allow two lawmakers and Right to Life of Wyoming to intervene in another case designed to derail the ban. This is SRN News. New Mexico's Supreme Court, weighing whether to strike down local abortion restrictions, one of at least 4 state Supreme Courts grappling with abortion litigation this week.
New Mexico's abortion laws are among the most liberal in the country, but in communities where opposition runs deep, officials say they have the right to enforce federal abortion restrictions under a 19th century U.S. law that prohibits the shipping of abortion medication and supplies. I'm Julie Walker.
5 years after a fatal accident, federal officials proposing modifications and additional inspections to the engine housing of nearly 2,000 Boeing jets in the U.S. The FAA wants airlines to replace fasteners and certain other parts that surround the engines of many older Boeing 737s. Airlines will have until the end of July 2028 to make the changes. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.